Tragedy, really, what the body can take. The bruising, the swelling, the burning at the stake. The worrying contortions will do for a toke to brighten reality in a cloud of smoke. And I'm probably sorry, but I'm not allowed to doubt your existence, to think it out loud. But you know what I've dreamed, you know what I've seen. Why are you able to take it from me? If it all goes to play, and if it all falls in my hands, pirates and poets will dock at this door. They'll take me for a ride, rather out of my life, and finally show me what's on the other side. So I can know, so I can only know. Is our shell the only home we'll know? I've let down my guards now, but all I hear is settle down, little one, settle down, little one. The tide rising in my chest is free now, but all I hear is settle down, little one, settle down, little one. You've got to recycle this dream. Oh, 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 oh. By the regret on my breath, denied us in my ears as I watched the world set. Alone amongst others in another world alone, you came up out in your mind, a solitude of the sky. My shell gets heavier, it's taking its toll on my clothes and my skin, on my mind filled with holes. And all I can do is roll the dice to avoid the dull thoughts that lead to a dull life. If it all goes to play, and if it all falls in my hands, pirates and poets will talk at this door. They'll take me for a ride, for the ride of my life, and finally show me what's on the other side. So I can know, so I can only know. Is our shell the only home we'll know? I've let down my guards now, but all I hear is settle down, little one, settle down, little one. The tide rising in my chest is free now, but all I hear is settle down, little one, settle down, little one. I've let down my guards now, but all I hear is settle down, little one, settle down, little one. The tide rising in my chest is free now, but all I hear is settle down, little one, settle down, little one. You've got to recycle the street. Oh, 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 oh. Well, excuse me, but oh, I know, but oh, I know what I've seen. Excuse me, but oh, I know, but oh, I know what I've seen. Oh, oh, excuse me, but oh, I know, but oh, I know what I've seen. Excuse me, but oh, 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 oh.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back. My name is Chris. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 101. That's right, we have now breached that 100 mark and it's been fantastic. We've been rolling out regular shows weekly to everybody. Thank you to all the Patreon donors for having faith in me for making this a bigger, better project and stepping forward and working with me on where this show is going to go. COVID lockdown has been nasty on all of us, and the only thing it has provided me with is a massive backlog of music to try and work my way through. So I have spent a better part of the day I am recording on going through emails and emailing people. So far, I've moved back to individuals emailing me back as far as April. Anything that's come from a PR company, I've decided they can wait a little bit longer. I'm going to roll back through the individuals who took a time to reach out to me first. So what did we have there for you? We had a track that came in not only from the individual musician, but from a PR company as well. So let me see what I can tell you about this person, individual, band, music, all that fun stuff that we want to talk about. So, this was Mary Clough the track was Shell. And what she wrote to me was, I wrote Shell, which features on my EP due out September 18th. So that came out last week. When I was incredibly sick with polycystic ovary syndrome, and I found a lump in my breast just as my art was taking off. I felt defeated. I wrote the song feeling like it represented both my fears of death and of barriers. Whether it be the systematic, human, or personal barriers, Shell is about understanding how we differentiate between the impossible and possible limits, as well as overcoming them. The song's video, directed by Aaron Da Silva, represents synergetic strangers, mouthful of words today, creating within a modern-day world. Aaron and I had never met before shooting this video, with him living in British Columbia and myself in Ontario. Nothing kills art or grows like trauma and anxiety. Through Shell, I'm talking to both my younger self and anyone, especially women, who have been told to slow the roll as if passion and ideas are negative. Beware of those who dim your light. Only nature and ourselves can tell us to settle down. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that first track. I listened to it for a few times before I reached out to her. Really wanted to get a feel for the music and what was going on there. Which, you know, was fantastic, wasn't it? So we're going to roll with a slightly smaller show this week. We've got only 4 tracks for you. But, you know, great things happen in small bits, right? So 4 tracks and a bumper, and we'll see where it rolls from there. So I'm going to get you to the next 2 tracks, and thank you for tuning in.
Lay down, the train will be here soon. There's nothing you can do, so you might as well get comfy. Stay there, you've done the best you can. She told you where she stands. What were you thinking?
Hey, this is the Dead Centuries, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Color. things you got wrong. Maybe you're right and we can never work this out. God damn it, don't you wish we really tried? With all your talk of leaping off together, you couldn't get yourself to even close your eyes.
Folks, two more great tracks. So up first, there was something that came to me through Arturo Research. That was from Matt. He sent me Gareth Inkster's track, Used to It. Gareth is from Hamilton, Ontario, and has been feverishly releasing music since 2018 with a discography that spans 9 singles and an EP and much more on the horizon. So hopefully we will be getting more of those tracks. And then I had, I believe this was, yep, King Park, and the track was Stuck in the Middle. This came to me direct from the bands. They say, Stuck in the Middle is both a confession and an accusation, expressing my own inability to move forward following a breakup. You can hear in the lyrics that there was very little hope for a better future. I ran into her at a store for the first time since it ended and realized nothing had changed for me. Despite the months in between, I was nowhere near moving on. Stuck in the Middle is taken from our forthcoming album, Everett, was my way of trying to get out my frustrations with her and myself. So you guys can go check out more of their stuff over on Spotify, SoundCloud, and Apple Music, which is, you know, fantastic. Now, before we get to our last track of today, a little bit of, you know, the paperwork to get out of the way, so to speak. So I'm always, 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 always looking for feedback, and none of y'all ever send me anything. So, feedback. You loved the show. You hated a track. You'd like to hear more from a particular musician. Anything. Just send me a hey. Thanks for doing the show. I don't care. I just want to hear some feedback. So you can send any of that over to me at chris@insomniaradio.net. Insomnia Radio, all one word, all lowercase. Makes it nice and easy for you. You can also find us over on Twitter and send me feedback there. Follow us, shout outs, retweets, you know, all that fun stuff. So that would be at IR_Canada. Nice, simple, easy. We are looking at getting an Instagram, having some difficulty with that. Maybe I'll find somebody that's an Instagram guru and can help me follow up with that. That would be fantastic. But, you know, send us some feedback, your band, send us some music, all that great, wonderful stuff. You can find us over on Spotify now with a playlist of songs we have played in the past, all kinds of our favorites. We are following all of the bands that we can find over there that we've played, slowly building up that list. And I know it's going to get better. I may start doing some genre style playlists over there for people. And then, of course, my favorite place to go and post things right now is over on Patreon. We started a Patreon account just over 2 months ago now, and any of the Patreons at a particular level get to get the show a couple days early. So I will no sooner finish editing this show today on Friday than it will be posted and uploaded for special Patreon members, and then the rest of y'all get it on Sunday. That's right, you get it on Sunday, 2 days after the Patreons. There are lots of different levels there. You can start with just $1 a month donation, which is, you know, like skipping a small coffee at Tim Hortons once a month, ranging right up to the over $50. And so far, we have 5 fantastic people that have joined me over there. The dashboard earnings, which are available for anybody to view. I want y'all to know what's going on over there. There are posts and polls over there that are open to everybody. I don't make everything and every posting over there exclusive because I want y'all to be able to see what's going on and what we're doing and what we're planning. And anything outside of show notes is getting posted over there. It's kind of like a mini blog and live audio polls. There's a chance for me to do some live streaming over there. You know, all this great stuff can be done there, and I want you all to come join me over there. So hopefully some of you will, even if you just come over and read the posts that are there and like them or comment on them. Having a Patreon account is free. It's up to you to choose to sponsor people, and you can be following lots of people over there and seeing lots of great musicians or artists or creators are doing over there, because I believe supporting the arts, even if you're only able to like, follow, and share things, is very important. So you want to join us over on Patreon? It's patreon.com/IRCanada, all one word. So links in show notes. I post links over on Twitter for these two. So if you can, Twitter's your favorite format, you can find stuff over on Twitter and then link from there over to the Patreon. So last track for today, because we're keeping the show a little bit shorter because we ran a massive long show last week for show 100, which, you know, show 100, that was a big deal, and big shows are, you know, expected. So this last track is a direct submit. The track is Dancing on the Floor. The musician's name is Alex Southey. I hope I got that right, Alex, and I apologize if I didn't. So Alex writes, On the Dance Floor is an ode to Toronto dating life. A collection of moments celebrating the people enjoying themselves in the city and its nightlife. It's currently out now with an emotional, arresting music video, which, if I can remember, I will try to post links to that. If not, you can, I'm sure, find it. My new song carries the complexity of a variety of unique instances, exciting one-night stands, long-running relationships, and wistful missed opportunities, too. Produced by Juno winner and Polarized Prize nominee John Critchie, Dan Mangan, Elliot Brood, the beautiful fiddle and pedal steel work done by Kenny Feinstein and Tommy Drinkard of Water Tower, respectively. And I do apologize to everybody for every name I just screwed up. On the Dance Floor is a lead single from my upcoming album, And the Country Stirred. So hopefully you guys like this next track. I've picked it because it made me go wow, and the variety and, you know, pedal steel work kind of, you know, touches my soul sometimes. So enjoy this last track. We'll see you next week for show 102. Send me some feedback. I really want your feedback, folks. Even if it's a musician saying, hey, thanks for playing my tune, I really appreciate that. And we'll catch you next week. Ciao.
On the Danforth, we scored in the music hall. I counted our footsteps, and as we danced you undressed. I hoped it'd feel as good as before. On the
Until next time, stay safe, everyone. And remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.